Thank you, Ryan. And yes, we are here in Greenfest live, and it's a beautiful day. It's getting a little cloudy, but you know, I don't think people mind because it was sunny earlier. I know I was hot earlier, even though I'm sitting inside the building, the FET building right here at Havre Community College. It's about 2 o'clock. The event goes on until 4 p.m., so there's still time for you to come over and join us here. There's still a lot of great things happening, a lot of workshops, a lot of opportunities for you to come and find out how to make our environment, our world, a better world for everybody. And to talk about that, I actually have a guest here. His name is Ian Knudsen, and I know that I'm butchering it. I know he's nodding and saying, yes, you got it, but I know I'm not. I'm actually going to let you say it the right way so everybody can say it, you know, can hear it at least once I said it right.
Thank you. Well, first off, let me say thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here. Again, my name's Ian Knudsen. You said it great. But yeah, I'm here on behalf of Sierra Club. I'm actually the transportation chair for the Howard County Sierra Club. I also wear a couple other hats. I'm also on the Baltimore Regional Transportation Board, Public Advisory Committee, along with other transportation coalitions. But today we're actually just out here really focusing on helping the environment.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what I do is about greenhouse gas reductions and air pollution and transportation issues.
Mm-hmm.
So getting more multimodal transportation and more buses, bike paths, and especially the inclusive complete streets that's
yeah.
going around here in the county.
Absolutely. It's a huge initiative. A lot of organizations are backing that one up.
Correct. One of which is Horizon Foundation.
Absolutely.
And Sierra Clubs works closely with them in conjunction with the county in trying to get those things passed.
So before we go a little bit more into all of those initiatives and everything that you are doing, you were just telling me off, you know, off the air a little bit about yourself, and it sounds like you have this amazing background and this amazing story. So tell us a little bit more about that. Let us hear who Ian is.
Okay. So I actually used to be a minister for my church
okay.
a long, long time ago, and then my mother had a stroke, in which it paralyzed the left side of her body. So I moved here to Maryland to take care of her.
Okay.
I was kind of this hermit farmer. I had 2 lumber farms down in Virginia in the middle of a national forest. So that way I didn't have to see anybody. I kind of became a hermit. Moved here to take care of my mother and realized that I had to get back into public service to stay busy. And so I started doing a lot of volunteer groups and just small things like the bridge going over near Kittamakundi, going across
yeah.
the 29. I was actually part of that group,
really?
Friends of British
okay.
Columbia, so it's actually named after our group. And so I started getting into transportation, small projects.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of...
I'm sorry, a bridge going over 29 is no small project.
Well, I guess it all depends on how you look at it.
Right.
Now I'm working on the highway expansion, or trying to stop the highway expansion. Let me clarify that. So I guess a little bridge now.
It seems small
yeah.
compared to highway. Got
so,
it. Okay.
So, I mean, it's all relative. And so I did a small bike paths in the community, helping with complete streets. Got 3 electric buses for the county back when Executive Kittleman was in office.
Mm-hmm.
Worked with his group on the transportation development plan. So I've done quite a bit and just kind of worked up. And then I ran for county council for District 4 just this past election. Lost that race, but
okay.
won 4 other races.
Okay.
And just kind of really tried to help the community best I can.
Mm-hmm. Great. So how does the Sierra Club come into all of that? You know, how does it fit in with the plan of helping?
So, as I said, I was running, and they came to me and said, hey, you ever think about joining the Sierra Club? And I was like, yes, not right now. I'm in the middle of my, you know, campaign. And they're like, well, all right. Well, after the campaign, would you mind... you know, thinking about it. I'm like, sure, hit me up after the election.
Right.
Literally the day after. They're like, hey, because a lot of my campaign was all environmentally focused.
Okay.
What I'm really passionate about.
Okay.
And so we just really jived. And so the next day they hit me up. I'm like, all right, I lost, so I might as well do something.
Right.
And so I've joined them and I've just lobbied and I've worked close with different policymakers, and it's been a great experience.
So where does all this passion come from? Why is it that you're so passionate about the environment, about helping the environment?
I guess it's the way I grew up. So
okay.
I grew up in Germany in a small farming community surrounded by nothing. So the only way to get anywhere was taking public transportation. And in Europe, it's okay for a child of 10, 12 years old to get on public transportation and just go somewhere. I used to go to the Swiss Alps on the weekends with my friends, just taking the train or bus to train to Switzerland, and we just spend the weekend at a youth hostel for all of $50 and go skiing for a weekend, but because I could use public transportation.
Right.
And now I have to have a car just to go to the grocery store.
Right.
So it's a little bit of a jump in my world in when I came to the U.S. of how to live, because before I had no car.
Right.
And biked and walked and bused everywhere, and now I predominantly have a car, but try and use my bike whenever I can, as we were just talking about off air.
Right, absolutely. Interesting. So your personal experience is what's driven you to join, you know, to really start efforts and to help in the environment and join, like, the Sierra Club. So for people who are not familiar with the Sierra Club, tell us a little bit about the mission and the vision of the Sierra Club.
All right. So to make it kind of simplistic, I always tell people we're like the eco warriors. So we're the ride range. Sometimes you'll see us out on the picket line, you know, really rallying. And then other times we're in an office just sitting down with the legislator saying, hey, these are the facts behind an issue. So the nice thing is it's got something for everybody. Depending on what you want to do, whether it's a hike or just really getting down into the weeds of why this is the way it is policy-wise. So it's an open thing to where whatever your focus is can be part of the focus of whatever aspect of the group it is,
mm-hmm.
as long as it's, you know, focused on the environment.
So it sounds like you guys are an advocacy group.
We are, mm-hmm. very much so. We're an advocacy group, but we're also prone to action. We will do everything we can to actually make sure these things physically happen.
Okay.
So we're down in Annapolis every day, basically. We have legitimate paid positions of people who do these things as a daily for us to help the volunteers.
Okay, great. So I'm sure that this is not just one person or two people, even though you did say that you guys have staff, and I'm sure that it's not just a small group of people either who care about this.
81,000 members in Maryland alone. We've been a group for over 125 years,
mm-hmm.
And so just focusing here in Maryland, because that's what we do. It's
right.
81,000 members.
But this is a national organization.
Absolutely. I'd say even bigger than that. But, yeah, it's for sure national.
So other than lobbying and other than, you know, going out there and talking to those people who are in power who can make changes, mm-hmm. What else do you guys do?
So we have hikes. We've got cleanups. Actually, there's the Cradle Walk Wildflowers hike tomorrow, April 14th. It's a moderate 8-mile hike down the C&O Canal, and it's led by Ken Clark. He's been a member for over 20 years. He actually used to be our chapter president for 7 of those years. So great, knowledgeable guy.
Mm-hmm.
We also got a movie coming up on April 30th from 7 to 8:30 at the Miller Library. It's called Reinventing Power. It talks all about alternative energies and the direction that we should go there.
Okay.
And then also we have the potluck on May 19th at Centennial Lake at Pavilion E, which is just kind of this big cookout where everybody's going to come. We're just going to kind of enjoy the environment, talk about issues, but really try and get people from the community that are just walking along the path.
Yeah.
Because our group is not just our group. We're dedicated to working with other groups.
Okay.
Because we're not going to save the planet alone. We need everybody.
Right.
And so we're trying to do these events like here at Howard Community College where we can get more people, more groups that we can work with, not just to add to ours, but to conglomerate as a whole.
Right. The message that I think continues to come through with everybody who I've talked to, it doesn't matter if it's from Less Plastic or if it was Congressman Surveillance or if it was from the Bureau of Facilities, is that it starts at home.
Absolutely.
Like, that's what I keep hearing, you know.
So my neighborhood, when I first moved to Columbia,
yes.
actually had no recycling, none whatsoever. They didn't recycle anything. And so I actually started collecting all of my neighbor's aluminum cans because I have a blacksmithing forge. And so I would smelt down all of our metal down into ingots, and then I'd make people knives and cooking utensils and things like that. But now
you want to come to my neighborhood?
I can teach you guys how to do. Actually, Kiara, who you just had before
yes.
me, I actually plan on opening up a blacksmithing smelting shop there for people to bring metal and aluminum to smelt down into ingots so that way they can use there at that farm.
Well, you know, that's great because many times, I mean, yes, we can all put our stuff and separate it and put it into different bins so that they get taken into the landfill and they get processed in the right way, right?
You hope.
But, right. But we, and exactly, I mean, that's exactly where I'm going. I mean, many times I am trying to do it at home and I am so confused.
Absolutely.
I am so confused. I'm looking at things like I'm looking at the pizza box and I'm like, well, it's cardboard, but it has all these oils. So do I recycle it or what do I do with it? You know, so it would be nice to have, like you were saying, options like that where you can bring them in so that you know that they're actually going to be turned into something. I mean, so it's clear. It's like, okay, pizza boxes should be taken or should be put over here, should be done, you know, this with them and this and then the other. So
absolutely. Yeah. We actually just had a different kind of hike through the landfill going over all those issues just a few months ago. So those are sort of things that Sierra Clubs does to try and help educate the community.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely invite you next time.
Sounds good. And so tomorrow's hike, let's talk about it for a little bit so that people can know what to expect. You said it's a moderate 8 mile hike.
8 miles.
So
it's the Juneau Canal, so it's very level.
Okay.
No real hills, stroller friendly, you know, bike friendly. It's with Ken. He's an older gentleman, so he's not going to be running down the way.
Mm-hmm.
If you know what I mean. He's very spry. He's very good. He'll be able to do the 8 miles. Don't worry. But no, it's going to be super easy. And there's nothing to say that you have to do the full 8 miles.
Okay.
Because it's
right. I mean, for some people, you know, walking can be a challenge. You know?
I understand that. I have debilitating arthritis, and mm-hmm. so I don't walk more than about 2 miles. So, yeah.
There you go.
I get it completely.
And it's not an age thing. You know?
Oh, no.
It's not an age thing.
Just
I mean, Ian,
25,
you know, if you're, yeah, exactly, if you're listening and you don't know, he's a young guy, and, you know, it's just a matter
life.
Of comfort. Exactly. It's a matter of comfort. Some people are just not walkers. Mm-hmm. Some people are walkers. I love to walk. But
I'm a biker.
If you tell me to run, I will not run, right?
Yep.
If you tell me to bike, I'm like, okay, but then I get tired after a little bit for some reason. It's just I fall in so many times. I think that's what my hesitation is. I prefer to walk,
mm-hmm.
you know. But I'm glad that you said that. So it opens up possibilities and opportunities so that not only those who love to walk are those who come tomorrow.
Absolutely. Montgomery has the Montgomery Sierra Club has a bike group that meets every month. And here in Howard County, we're looking to set one of those up. So I think we're actually going to do an every other month. One month it's going to be hike, the next month it's going to be a bike,
I see.
So on and so forth. And so that's something that we're looking at to really become more involved with our community.
So, you know, talking about getting more involved, people who might be listening or might be watching this on Facebook and are like, I really want to find out more about the Sierra Club. I care a lot. I want to learn more. I want to do more. Where do they find information? How do they get in touch with you guys?
Well, they can absolutely come by coming here today, joining us at our booth. But no, we also have the Sierra Club website. You can go on to just the national website, and then they'll direct you to whichever county you actually reside in. So I know people who come to Howard Community College, some are from Carroll.
Right.
So you type in your zip code, and they'll stick you in the correct Sierra Club that is adjacent to your area.
So find your local Sierra Club, get involved. Anything else that you want our listeners to know before we wrap it up?
Just that this is my first year doing it, and I've regretted nothing. It's been a blast. The people are great. It's a complete volunteer organization in which it's driven 100% by what we feel is the focus on what we need for our community.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than a national coming down, it's the grassroots building up, and I love that.
So if this is something that you care about and it's something that you want to do more about, there is a great opportunity to join the Sierra Club and really express your voice, express your opinion, say, hey, you know, I don't feel that we're doing enough about this, and maybe you guys will talk about it and build something from that. So
absolutely.
Thank you, Ian. I appreciate your
Thanks
time today.
Me.
And we're going to go back to some music now.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.